Introduction. This isn't a self-help book. This is a declaration of war. War against the invisible chains society clamped around your mind. War against the petty tyrants, bosses, politicians, narcissists, and even lovers who mistake your silence for weakness. War against the version of yourself that still hesitates, doubts, and obeys. For years, they've lied to you. They called you too quiet, too different, too dangerous. They tried to erase you from their hierarchies, mock you for rejecting their rat races, and shame you for refusing to beg for scraps of validation. But here's the truth they fear. You weren't born to follow rules. You were born to burn them. This book is your weapon. This is the story of a predator who refused to wear a collar. Introduction. Let me tell you about the wolf I once knew. He was born in a cage, labeled defective, for rejecting the alpha's roar and the beta's whimper. They tried to break him, starved him of praise, mocked his silence, and set traps baited with fake loyalty. One day, he stopped chewing the bones they threw. He stopped growling for their approval. Instead, he studied the locks on his cage. By dawn, he was gone. Years later, they found his paw prints in the ashes of every system that tried to tame him. This book is for that wolf. Maybe you felt those bars too. The boss who called you cold for refusing to beg for promotions. The woman who accused you of emotional unavailability when you saw through her games. The friends who vanished when you stopped feeding their drama. This isn't a flaw in you. It's your DNA. For centuries, Sigmas have been the shadow warriors, Spartans who fought alone, samurai who mastered Kyojaku no Himitsu, the secret of strength and weakness, inventors like Tesla who traded fame for immortality. They didn't fit in. They burned down what didn't serve them. You're next. Here's how this war will be won. The night I watched a Sigma destroy a narcissist without saying a word. A story from Chapter 3. Mind Fortress Engineering. He didn't argue, didn't flinch, just watched. Within weeks, the narcissist's empire crumbled under the weight of their own ego. The woman who tested me and regretted it. A lesson from Chapter 4. Female Matrix Infiltration. She demanded vulnerability, hoping to weaponize it. I gave her silence. Today, she texts. I don't reply. The betrayal that made me rich. A strategy from Chapter 6. The Betrayal Protocol. When my brother stole my idea, I let him. I knew his greed would blind him to the fatal flaw I'd hidden in the design. A warning. This path isn't safe. I'd slept on floors. Lost lovers. Been called heartless. By men who secretly wished they had the guts to walk away. But I've also built empires in silence while alphas screamed for attention. Turned enemies into pawns without firing a shot. Mastered the art of walking into a room and owning it. By barely speaking. This isn't theory. It's my blood-soaked playbook. Your turn. You can keep chewing society's bones, waiting for a master to praise you. Or you can do what the wolf did. Study the locks. The keys are in your claws. Copyright notice. No part of this publication may be reproduced, distributed, or transmitted in any form or by any means without the prior written consent of the publisher, except for brief quotations in reviews or other non-commercial uses allowed under copyright law. C. 2025.